Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text is just verse 2 out of 1 John chapter 5. This is how we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out His commands. My question to you, what are two of the most difficult things for us as human beings to do? No, it's not making it through the seminary, although that is difficult enough with the commitment that you and your family have made to be here under the supervision of the excellent faculty to help train you to be God's servant to preach the Word of God. And it will be a commitment that will continue throughout your ministry as you look at serving the Lord and His kingdom. What are two of the most difficult things for us to do? No, it's not replenishing the pantry, the food shelves, and the donations that the LWMLers do, because there are gathered here today ladies from different states who are encouraged by the work that the seminary does to train people to be in ministry. They are thrilled to be able to bring you things to clothe and to feed your body. That's not one of the most difficult things either. The two most difficult things for human beings is to love and God. Those two words, love and God. Why is it so difficult? Because we get so confused and so mixed up with the different things that are out there in our society. We don't know how to handle love very well, and we don't really know God very well and worship Him, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the power of that Son who died for our sake. People in our society get those two words mixed up, and they're so difficult for us to follow through on. God has blessed you, though, and He sends His Holy Spirit into your life to strengthen and encourage you so you can work through these two things. As the text was read, John tells us that to keep God's commands are not burdensome. They're no trouble at all. Really. They are a problem for us when it comes to love, when it comes to God. We have difficulty keeping these straight. I think Martin Luther had some tremendous insight, perhaps even spiritual guidance, when he wrote an explanation to each of those commandments, because they help us. We know as sinners we can't keep those laws perfectly, but boy, the positive emphasis he gives is powerful for us and encourages us. For instance, love God, serve and obey Him, hold Him in love and esteem, honor our parents, speak well of our neighbor, do not get involved in illicit sex, do those things that are encouraging and helpful to one another, speak well of your neighbor, keep God's word first in your life. If we follow Luther's idea of being positive about these commands, I think it's a lot easier, and they're not nearly as troublesome or burdensome as we'd like to have. We are gathered together because we are committed to be servants of God. We are committed as pastors to be, deaconesses to be, LWMLers who love to serve in their churches and to support their pastors and support the ministry of the church. We together have learned how to love our neighbor, how to love God, and how to clearly state who He is and what He has done for us. We are committed to be God's servants. St. John clearly states for us that these commandments are not troublesome. They're not a burden. Not when you put God first. Not when He is foremost in your life. There was a Christian farmer who was working out in his field one day. And as he was working in the field, a traveler came by. And the farmer just kept doing his work. And the traveler said, "How are the folks in the town next? How will I find them?" And the farmer said, well, what were the folks like in the town you just left? They were troublesome. They were difficult. They were a pain. They were a problem. They were a nuisance. And the farmer, without looking up, said, that's probably what you're going to find in the town ahead. And he kept doing his work. Later on in that day, much later, another traveler came along. And he asked the same question. What are the folks like in the town next? And the farmer, without looking up, said, what were the people like in the town you just left? They were kind and generous. They were caring. I hate to leave them. And then the farmer dropped his hoe, reached over with a big smile on his face, put his hand out and said, that's just how you'll find the people in the next town as well. It's our attitude, isn't it? It's how we approach God's word and how we can help society be filled with the joy of the Lord, and to know that He is a God who cares for us with smiles on our faces, with caring, loving concern for our neighbor. That's what Luther shared as I think he looked at 1 John chapter 5. How do we love our neighbor? By being positive and caring and supporting, as the Lutheran Women's Missionary League certainly is, as they reach out with that gospel to touch the lives of many, and how they impact us here at the seminary with their gifts and their donations. May God go with us as we look to Him and support His mission of reaching every soul with the pure gospel of Jesus Christ. God go with you. Amen. And now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.